In times of struggle, there are as many reasons not to read as there are to breathe. Don't you have better things to do? Reading, let alone rereading, is the terrain of milquetoasts and mopey spinsters. At life's ugliest junctures, the very act of opening a book can smack of cowardly escapism. Who chooses to read when there's work to be done? Call me a coward if you will, but when the line between duty and sanity blurs, you can usually find me curled up with a battered book, reading as if my mental health depended on it. And it does. For inside the books I love, I find food, respite, escape, and perspective. I find something else, too. Heroines and authors. Hundreds of them. Women whose real and fictitious lives have covered the terrain I, too, must tread. Oh, have I needed some heroines in my life? I needed them when I was 11 years old, and my parents had become strangers, my body was going psycho, and my friends had turned into evil junior high aliens. I needed them when I was adrift in college, unsure of my place in a new city and among new ideas. I need them now, as I stand up to big decisions about family, career, what to eat for breakfast. Fortunately, they've lined up on my bookshelf, patiently waiting for me to read and rediscover their stories. They've been there all along, pegging away at their sewing like Joe March, carrying hods of coal like Sarah Crewe, breaking trails through thick snow and bitter circumstance like Laura Ingalls. Some were conceived of 200 years ago, but the track marks they left on the road are surprisingly fresh. They've been there for me, through everything adolescence and adulthood have lobbed my way. They're there for you, too, should you choose to acknowledge them.